and to power. Well, the Turnbull government has scrapped the clean energy target that was proposed by Australian chief scientist Alan Finkel. Instead, yesterday, a new plan was introduced that includes a national energy guarantee, and it's had very mixed results. Louise Horriban investigates.
The biggest question being asked about the government's new energy plan is why the former clean energy target proposed by chief scientist Alan Finkel is not part of it. Energy expert Tony Wood.
The difficulty with the clean energy target, on the reliability side, even though the chief scientist recommended a reliability obligation, this proposal goes a bit further in the way that Dr. Finkel hinted at but didn't actually recommend. And on the clean energy target side, even now, Dr. Finkel himself said yesterday that there's more than one way to skin a cat, and this is as good as what he was proposing. Now, he probably preferred what he proposed, but in many ways it does the same thing, and it certainly has the potential to reduce our emissions in the same to the same extent. I think the problem with the clean energy target was mostly political rather than policy design, and it was perceived and presented as creating too much of a direct subsidy for renewables. I would debate that, but that was the reality of it. So from our perspective, something that is just as good in terms of reducing emissions at lowest cost, but actually can be, you know, get supported politically, is better than something that isn't supported politically. And of course, you know, politics is often comes down to those sorts of things.
Energy Program Director Tony Wood from the Grattan Institute. The Australian Conservation Foundation is concerned that the new plan is a disincentive to renewable energy. Gavin McFatchin from the Australian Conservation Foundation.
The announcement yesterday includes a reliability guarantee, which requires energy retailers to contract to retain some energy for dispatchable use, which is when energy demand is high, but it includes no renewable energy policy. So as you said, there's no renewable energy target after 2020, there's no clean energy target, there's no emissions intensity scheme, there's no tool to help accelerate the transition away from our reliance on dirty fossil fuels, which we have now, towards renewable energy. And we think as we're heading towards a warming world and Australia's emissions are actually increasing, not decreasing, that that's a reckless and irresponsible policy failure by this government.
Gavin McFatchin from the Australian Conservation Foundation. The government's new plan focuses on power costs to the consumer. Renewable energy environmentalist Mark Dysendorf says the plan has hidden costs of its own.
Backup would actually have costs involved. It's not cost-free. If you want to keep, particularly if the government wants to keep a large coal-fired power station hot and online, that's expensive. And so offsetting the small reduction in wholesale prices, which is happening currently, by the way, anyway, there would be an increase in prices due to trying to keep generators online as backup, additional generators. So it's unclear whether there would be any cost savings.
Mark Dysendorf, renewable energy environmentalist.
And Louise Horriban with that report.